I welcome you all for the Spoken Sanskritam class 2. So we will start with the starting chant. I will share my screen now. Just confirm if you can see it. I'm just sharing it right now. Yeah, I hope you all can see my screen. Can one of you confirm if you can see?
Yes, we are able to see.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I'll chant the mantra today, just a shloka, just note down, or I'll send you in the email for the next class. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarvakaryeshu Sarvada. So last class we saw about vowels, right? So I told you that I'll be sharing some information about vowels. So I hope everybody can see the diagram. So the first, number one says throat. Throat in Sanskritam meaning kantaha. Kantaha is throat. Number two is palate, which is talu. Number three, cerebrum, which is murdha. Number four is teeth. In Sanskritam we call it danta. And number five is lips, oshtau. It is called oshtau because we have two upper and lower, so it is oshtau. Generally, whichever ends in au, it means it is in dual case. Sanskritam has this unique feature of singular, dual and plural. And the sixth one is nose or nasika. So the vowels and the consonants that we recite in Sanskritam, it is all so scientifically structured in this way. It utilizes all the portion of your mouth, like throat, palate, which is the soft palate, cerebrum or the murdha is the hard palate. You can clearly see the position that is being used in your throat. And number four is this teeth and lips, as well as the nasal, which is nose. So these are all known as Uchharana Sthana. Sthana means location or a place. Uchharana means whatever you utter. So every letter that you utter is either starts at one point or passes through that place. So Utpatti Sthana they call it. That is where the sound gets produced. So this is again another picture. So if you talk in English, I have shown an arrow mark, right? That is where usually the American accent or the British accent, whatever the accented letters are being pronounced, somewhere between 3 and 4. So otherwise, you will have to pronounce it in guttural, palatal, cerebral, dental and labial. These are all the technical names. So we all know the sound is coming from nabhi. The air passes from nabhi to the throat. So until this portion where it generates inside, it's known as bahyantara prayatna. Prayatna means effort. Bahyantara means inside effort. We cannot see that. And once it comes out of the mouth, it is known as abhyantara prayatna and bahyantara. Abhyantara is inside and bahyantara is outside. Bahi means outside. I'm sorry, I pronounced it wrongly. So abhyantara is inside. Whatever that passes from your navel or the nabhi to your mouth, and whatever comes out of your mouth is bahyantara prayatna. So this is how your tongue position will be for the murdha letters. Which will come a little later once we get into the vowels and consonants once again. So I hope all of you have practiced vowels. Can someone unmute and recite vowels for me? Any of you?
This is Lakshmi Parthasarathi. Lakshmi Parthasarathi.
Yeah, yeah, please go.
This is Parthasarathi.
Can someone else try to pronounce it properly again?
Usharani. Yeah. Bhagini Usharani. Shall I proceed?
Yeah, please. Others, please mute. Wonderful. Thank you. So, you can be online talking now. Others, please mute. I'm hearing a lot of noise. I'm muting everybody. Please don't unmute. So, who spoke now? Usharani Bhagini, right?
Yes.
Okay, you be online and just help with me to understand the Ucharana Sthana. So first you said right? How do you feel your throat and tongue?
I think from guttural, is it?
No, that is fine. That is the position. I'm asking, what is the feeling of the throat? As in, if it was tensed or you felt relaxed?
Relaxed.
Okay. All right. Yeah, all right. So, what was the position of your tongue then?
I'm keeping my tongue down.
You're keeping it down, is it? Okay, yes. Fine. Yeah. It will be relaxed again. There will not be any kind of tension in your tongue. So why I am emphasizing this is, it matters where you place your tongue and from where the vowel is generated. Okay? So when you say
am I correct?
And you will not feel any kind of tension in your throat. It will be relaxed.
Okay.
Now you keep your hand on your throat and say, you'll feel a mild vibration kind of.
Okay. I'm feeling.
So that is the correct position then. If it doesn't vibrate, then that is not coming from your throat.
Okay.
Okay. So,
so my pronunciation was correct. Is it or not?
Yeah, it was correct.
Okay. Thank you.
So, both comes from guttural, which is... I hope all of you can see my screen, or did I pass it? Yeah. Okay, so this is the position of A.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Bhagini.
Thank you.
Sashi Rekha, Bhagini, can you please unmute?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can you say E, which is the second two letters? So how do you feel with your throat and tongue?
Tongue is relaxed, but the throat has some stresses on the throat.
Because it comes from the palatal, so you actually will have to give some kind of tension, all right? And you could also feel some stretch in your mouth. When you say, mouth will be a little stretched. So that is the position of palatal. So whatever comes, I'm just saying it for vowels. With this, you can very well understand consonants. So if I say it comes from guttural, you immediately should know from where, you should first understand the anatomy of your throat. So that it will be easy for you to avoid mispronunciations. Alright? Both comes from the position called palatal, which is also known as soft palate, which is this portion of your mouth. And the throat and tongue will be a little tensed. Tongue will be in fact little stretched out when you say E. And your lips will also be stretched. Alright? Thank you.
Thank you.
And who else? Raghunathan Mahodaya, can you please unmute?
Yes.
Can you try pronouncing oo?
Oo. Oo.
Do you feel the tension in the throat?
Throat, slight stretching is there.
No, you cannot say if the throat is being stretched or not because it is internal. You cannot see it.
Yeah.
It is only...
From nabi it is tensed.
No, from nabi you cannot say because it is also abhyantara. You cannot even see that. So the tension, by tension I mean it will be a little stiff. It cannot be relaxed. As in you say it will be relaxed. But if you... note it properly, you will have some kind of tension in your throat.
Yeah.
And also your tongue will be raised a bit. And your lips will be rounded.
Lips round.
Your mouth will be rounded. Okay?
Yeah.
Satish and Mahodaya, can you please unmute and try pronounce in the next two and see if you could feel what I've written here.
R. R. From the top of the mouth, you know that.
Yeah. So that is where we call that this murdha comes into position. R. So the tongue will touch the hard palate of your mouth.
Yes.
And it will be raised, and only then you can touch it. So your tongue is raised and it touches the top portion of your mouth, which is hard palate. And naturally your throat becomes tense because your tongue is operating, so that will become tense. Are you able to understand the pronunciation properly? R and understand how where the thigh is. R. R.
R. L.
Okay. L is next thing. That's fine. I'll ask someone else to do it. Thank you.
Okay.
Ashok Mahodaya, can you please unmute?
Yes.
Can you please say L for me and see if you are able to feel the dental position?
L. Yes, I mean it is touching at the back of the dental.
Of the tongue,
top of the back of
it. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Thank you. Deepa Kamna Bhagini, can you please unmute? Deepa Kamna, I'm unable to hear your voice, just in case if you're talking, can you... Okay, Kavita Bhagini?
Hello?
Yeah?
Hello, I'm not able to hear anything.
That's so? Is it for everybody or...?
Hello?
No, there's zero connected up, I mistake there.
Kavita Bhagini?
Yes?
Yeah. Can you please say the next two letters? So we have done with Lu. After that.
Sir.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. Partha sir, I'm not able to hear anything.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. I. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you just check if you are able to feel the thing mentioned here? When you say A, you will feel relaxed.
Yes, I am.
Relaxed, and your tongue will be raised.
Raised, you're right.
A little bit, not much. As we use it for E and E. And your lips will be stretched again, like how it was in palatal.
Yes, it is.
And so it will be in I.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Hello? Hello, I'm not able to hear anything. This is Parthasarathi here.
We are able to hear you and everybody else. Are you? Okay. So who is next? Aparna Bhagini, can you unmute and try reciting the next two?
Chamadam Bhagini.
Hello.
Can you please say louder?
I'm not able to hear you, madam. I'm waiting for your instructions.
Hello.
Who is speaking now?
I am Aparna.
Yeah, you're able to hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Now, can you try to pronounce the next two letters?
Excuse me, 1 minute, Sumitra Bhagini.
Aam vadatu Bhagini. Kaha vadati? Naam uchitam
kripeya. Nariya perukku and the speaker sign press pannina da ungalde voice kekkarathu. So adha neenga guide pannunga.
Speaker sign na puriyala enakku edha solringa.
அந்த நம்ம இதுல இந்த ஆப்ல என்டர் ஆன உடனே மேல வந்து ஒரு ஸ்பீக்கர் சைன் இருக்கும். அது ஆக்சுவலா இதுல என்டர் ஆன உடனே உங்களுடைய நீங்க ஸ்லைட்ஸ் எல்லாம் எங்களுக்கு தெரியறது ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வாய்ஸ் எடுக்கல. சோ அதை நாங்க பிரஸ் பண்ணினாதான் வர்றது. அது பார்த்து கொஞ்சம் இது பண்ணுங்களேன். சிலருக்கு எல்லாம் கீழ போல இருக்கு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். அதனால
இல்ல யார் யாருக்கு கேட்கல வேற என்ன எனக்கு தெரிஞ்சு
பார்த்தசாரதி அவரு கேக்குறாரு. பார்த்தசாரதி அவரு கேக்குறாரு.
அவர்
போயிட்டு வர சொல்லுங்க. Whoever is not able to hear, you can leave and rejoin the class.
Kshamyatam Bhagini.
What to do?
My name is Sheetal. Please say loudly, little bit loudly.
I'm already shouting a lot. I cannot further improvise the voice. This is my maximum voice. I hope everyone else can hear me.
Okay. Thank you. Dhanyavaad.
Started.
Are you able to hear me, madam? Hear me, madam?
I can hear you.
I see only pictures, but I'm not getting your instructions. I'm not able to hear you. This is Parthasarathi.
Namaste ji. How? Adhi ondu pranayam pannaliya yaaru? This is Indra Nare.
All of you, please mute yourself. You're going to unmute yourself and keep on. The last one is going to happen. Parul ji, please mute. Indra Narayanan ji, please mute. Manjunath ji, please mute.
Parthasarathi here.
We are able to hear you. Please mute yourself.
Hello. Are you able to hear? I am not able to get any.
Okay, Aparna Bhagin, whom did I call? Lastly.
Aparna.
Yeah, please go ahead and read the next two letters.
A, I.
Yeah, can you feel the Ucharana Sthana?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah. Are you able to hear me now?
Yeah, yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So, it is tense, raised, and rounded. All right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So, this is how the structure of the language is. This is just to let you all know that how we use our mouth. And when you say the M sound is known as Anuswara. Called as Anuswara. It is denoted by a dot over the letter. So if I write a and put a dot on top of it, that becomes am. And Visarga is denoted by a colon symbol. Two rounds parallel to the letter. We call it Visarga. So Anuswara, the meaning is it is to cut off the sound. The sound will be cut off by closing it, and Visarga means pushing it out. So when you push out the remaining air, I say and the remaining air is aha. That ha sound is known as Visarga. Any doubts so far in Ucharana Sthana or how to pronounce any of the vowels?
Madam, hello, I am Rangarajan. Can I pronounce it ru? Is it correct, madam?
Can you pronounce it again?
Ru.
It's not r. It's it is inverse actually. One is short vowel and another one is long vowel. You are pronouncing long and short.
Ru, okay?
No, it is wrong. You are saying long vowel first and then short vowel second.
Okay.
I am saying say short vowel first and then do other long vowel. It's like saying it is actually right?
Ru.
See. Okay. But understand what long and short vowel means. Short vowel indicates one blink of your eye, and long vowel indicates twice the blink.
Okay.
So, again, you are doing the same thing. It's
R.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
R. Is it okay?
Yeah, that's enough.
Okay, thank you.
So, I hope everybody understands the letters properly. And here it goes, how to write the letters. So this is how you have to practice. There are marks indicating how do you write a letter. A is like a horizontal line followed by a vertical line and the horizontal line again. So that is the pattern of writing. I can write and show it for you if you want. So this is a. So when you give another parallel line to it, like this is A followed by another parallel line becomes A. So this is a short vowel and this is a long vowel again. And please remember the sthana from where it gets produced. This is guttural or your throat position. So the next one is E. It's just E. So all of you, please mute yourself. I use a lot of disturbance. So this is E and a tail on top of it becomes E and then U. It's a short vowel U, and also remember E comes from palatal or soft palate. So this is U. A few books will be like this. where it extends up to the mid of the U, while a few will be just this. Just like a three. Both are correct because the notation might differ. And U will be U followed by a tail. From the mid is U, U, U. And remember the position, which is hard palate or Murdha. We call it Murdha. So Kantaha, Talu, Murdha. Next comes the dental position. So it is written like this. So this is R and R. This is the long vowel R. And this is L. So inverted three, and this has to be given to write L. And then A. This is A. This is A. And then I. So to write I, put A, and then over the head, you have to just give this. And then O. Au, which is very similar to O, but put A and two tail on top. Is Au. And as I said, next is which is Anuswara. So you write A and put a dot on top of it. Now, all of these letters have got like im. So whichever it follows, you will have to pronounce it that way. So for now, you are just sticking on to which is A. Similarly, Aha, Ihi, Uhu. It is whichever vowel is preceding, you have to go ahead with that sound. You have to remember that always. So as I am writing A, I am saying Aha. If I do U and put a Visarga, I will say Uhu. So always remember that. So these are again. So now you have to remember these are all independent vowels. There are independent vowels and compound vowels. So A, I, E, U, U, R, L, all these are independent vowels because it doesn't need any other support to get it pronounced. But A, I, O, O are known as compound vowels. Okay, I'll explain you why it is known as compound vowels in a while. And also, you always remember the rhythm is important. As I said, if instead of saying Ananda, if I say Ananda, the meaning completely changes. Okay, so it is very important to pronounce the letter really properly. Learn the pronunciation perfectly. If you don't understand, ask me n number of times. I'll be glad to tell you again and again until you get it correct. Now, we saw that A, I, O, Au are compound vowels because A plus E gives you A. So it takes guttural and palatal, which is Kanta and Talu. So the Ucharan Sthana will not be either guttural or palatal, but it will be Kanta Talu, which is guttural and palatal. It is the same for A. This is long E. There is a typo here. Sorry for that. So A plus E. A plus E is I. So again, that is Kanta Thalu, which is guttural and palatal. And the next one is O. Guttural and labial. Labial is Oshtav. Guttural is Kanta. So Kantoshtav this is. So the Ucharana Sthana of O and Au is Kantoshtav. any doubts in the compound vowels so far? Is that clear to all of you? Okay, I assume that you're clear. So, again, a small revision. Vowels can be classified as simple and diphthong vowels. Simple vowel, which means a monosyllabic one. So, from the beginning to end, the vowel will be one and Uchcharna Sthana is also just one. So, it can be long and short. But the diphthongs or the compound vowel is always long because it already uses two of the positions. A, E, A, E, A, U, A, U. So, it is naturally a long vowel. And also remember, Anuswara is a nasal sound. So, the pronunciation varies based upon where it appears in the word as well, that we will see as we learn it. Visarga means you send it forward. The excessive air that is already present in the lungs is just expelled out. So, I hope the vowels are clear to everyone. We all know the usual chant that we do, Om. So why it is Om? Now it has got the answer. A plus U is Au. Aum, that is. So since A plus U, A plus U is O, which is A plus U is O, we write it as Om. That's why we give the symbol O and not Aum when we write it. So if you've got any doubts, you can ask now with vowels. If not, we'll move on to consonants and then we'll quickly go to spoken. Okay, I assume it is clear to everybody.
We will practice and come back.
Namaste ji, you are sending this one to mail, Sumitra ji.
Which one?
These are the slides, no? What else you are showing to us? You are sending mail or how can we follow these other things?
It is available in the internet. Palatal, everything is there. You just have to practice it. That's it. Nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah, I can try to send it because I'll have to remove the writings that I've done already and then I'll probably share it.
Wow. So, internet general one, we'll get it. These are the details.
Yes. It is available.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah, sure. Thank you.
But if you're specific and you want to follow only this, I can send you.
Yeah, please. Because we want to follow what you are doing right now. These are very informative and it's we can do at practice at home what else you taught us. No?
Sure.
Kindly share with us.
Yeah, kindly give me a day or two so that I can
just... Yeah, sure.
And then I can send you.
So, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We send it to all.
Video. Yeah, it is for all. It is not for a specific person. I just share it in the group. So that... Sorry, I could not follow. What did you ask? In the Abhyasa Pustaka?
In the Abhyasa Pustaka, today's class, it will appear in which chapter or is it, Bhavataha, we had the first class.
Kindly wait until we get into that. I'll tell you which page to be referred.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Excuse me, will you share this video also? Video slides
Yeah,
also?
Video has been shared for every class. It will be shared for sure. I'll be sending the link in a day. Where I'll be mentioning the homework as well as where you can find the recordings. Audio and video both are available.
Okay, thank you.
You can.
Namaste ji, you are sending mail, mail ID? You are sending mail ID or WhatsApp?
I'm sending it in mail.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we will just quickly go through the consonants now. Whatever I said for vowels, like the guttural, palatal, cerebral, dental and labial is applicable even to this. Remember, guttural is kantya, which means throat. palatal is talavya. Talavya or talu means your soft palatal. Cerebral is your murdhanya or hard palate. Dental is dantya or teeth. Labial means oshtav or the lips. So now the challenge with consonants is whether the sound is going to be aspirated or unaspirated. So all of you keep your hands in front of your mouth, your palm facing your mouth, and say ka. When you say that, you will feel nothing because there is no aspiration of your air. When you say, this is known as alpa prana. Prana means the breath or the air. It is alpa, so it doesn't come out. But when you say the second kha, when you say kha, you will clearly feel the air touching your palm. It's very important whether you pronounce kha or kha. And similarly, ga, gha. And the last one is nasal, and it is unaspirated, which means there will not be any air falling on your palm, which is nga. So it is kha, kha, gha, gha, nga. And similarly, palatals will be cha, cha, ja, jha, nya. And cerebrals will be ta, tha, da, dha, na. Dentals will be ta, tha, da, dha, na. So both these nakaras, which are cerebrals and dentals, have to be pronounced properly. So when you say Krishna, it is not dental na. This na should not be pronounced. This nakara has to be pronounced, which means your tongue will touch the hard palate and say na. That will come by practice. You have to practice. Haripriya Bagini, can you please mute yourself?
Mute Pansala.
Thank you. Okay, so make sure you pronounce it properly. If you say Krishna, it means it is wrong. It has to be Krishna. The nakara has to be murdhanya and not dantavya. And labial, pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. We call it oshtav because the lips join together to get the pronunciation. That's why it is known as oshtav or labials, or from lips you pronounce it. So this you practice. If you want, I can also post a recording of this in WhatsApp so that you can hear and practice it once again. I'll share it in a day or two probably. So, and after this, so for a consonant to understand it, understand it is voiced or unvoiced. Voiced means it will not be muted. Unvoiced means it will be muted somewhere. Aspirated, unaspirated, where your air comes out of your mouth. And pronunciation, where it stops, if it is nasal or dantavya or murdhanya, oshtav, that you have to understand. Now another thing is we call every row as a varga. For example, take this first one, ka, kha, ga, gha, nga. We call it ka varga. If it is cha, cha, ja, jha, nya, it is cha varga. Similarly, ta varga, and pa varga. So that is all about consonants. You can practice it by seeing. I hope you can manage, or if you want to show me writing, I can do that. So the next will be sha, sha, sa, which is again pronunciation is very important. The first sha, which comes from the palatal, is Shankarasha. We call it Shankarasha or Talavya Shakara. While the cerebral shakara, which is again Krishna, the sh comes from the cerebral shakara. You have to roll your tongue, touch the heart palate and pronounce it. And sa, sa, when you say sa, the tongue will be touching the teeth. So dantavya, that is. So sha, sha, sa. Practice the pronunciation well. And again, ya, ra, la, va. All these have its own place, where ya comes from your palatal, ra comes from your cerebral, la comes from dental, and va is from labial, and ha is from guttural. So make sure you practice those. All right, so that is all about consonants. So we will quickly read these words, and then we will get into spoken sambhashanam. So who is first? Sashi Rekha Bhagini, can you read the first word?
Aja.
Okay, wait. Raghunathan Mahodaya, can you try the next one?
Yes.
Can you try the next word?
Gaja.
Nice, okay. Satishan Mahodaya, third one please.
Hara.
Wonderful. Ashok Mahodaya.
Kara.
Wonderful. Deepa Bhagini. Deepa Kamnath Bhagini, are you there? Okay. Kavita Bhagini, can you try?
Haya.
Okay. Usharani Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Bharana.
No, it's Bharana, it's not Bharana.
Okay. Bharana.
The bha is aspirated, so it is Bharana. It is as in Krishna Nakara, which is Danta, Murdhanya. So, you
Bharana.
Have to touch the heart palate and come. Can you try again?
Bharana.
It is not Bha, it is Bha. Show the aspiration of the sound.
Bharana.
No, you are still saying Bha with a louder voice. It is actually not that. It is Bha. Bha.
Bha.
No, Bharana. You have to touch the aspiration, it is wrong. You are still saying Bha in a normal tone. You are saying first Bha while it has to be second Bha. It's okay, practice and come. If you don't get it, please WhatsApp me, I will try to help you out.
Okay.
Alright, yeah. Aparna Bhagini.
Ramana.
Yeah, the na has to be from Murdhanya.
Murdhanya.
Yeah. Rangarajan Mahodaya.
Karana.
No, the na is not dental, it is arna. Karana.
Karana. Karana.
No, you are still using dental.
Karana.
This is dental nakara. Do you see here the hand?
Okay.
Your tongue will touch your teeth to pronounce this. But to pronounce this, you will be using this position.
Karana. Karana.
Wait. Roll your tongue. Touch the Murdhanya.
Karana. Karana.
No.
Karana.
Your nakara is touching your dental, which is wrong. It has to touch the upper palate, which is the upper roof of your tongue. Roll it up and try.
Karana.
Just roll your tongue and touch your hard palate of your mouth, the roof of your mouth.
Karana.
No, just do what I say. Roll your tongue, touch the roof of the mouth. Are you able to do that?
Karana. Maybe because I'm having a denser, that may be wrongly getting pronounced.
Oh, then okay. Then that's fine. If that is the case. But you understand, right?
Yes, I got it.
Are you able to hear it and differentiate it? Because why I'm very specific about this is, earlier it was only oral.
Okay.
Only with hearing the students were learning the lessons.
Okay. Only I'll remove the denser and practice it.
No, that's okay. Whichever is comfortable to you. I mean,
okay.
But to understand it, that's my goal.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So, Rekha Bhagini, can you try the next one?
No. Bhaya.
Bhaya. Yeah, it is aspirated bha. Okay, so it's not bhaya, it's bhaya. Got it. Sheetal Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Harana.
Wonderful. Harana. The nakara is to be taken care of. Good. Yeah. Parul Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Avagamana.
The nakara is not Krishna nakara. This is the dental nakara, simple nakara. Avagamana.
Yes.
Atap.
Can you do it again?
No.
Paul Bhagini, are you there?
Karana.
No, I'm asking you to recite the Avagamana, not Karana.
Avagamana, Agamana.
Just recite the Avagamana, that is enough. Okay? But the Nakara is dental, it is not Murdhanya. Indra Narayanan Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Agamana.
All right, yeah. Who is next? Vaidyanathan Mahodaya, can you try the next one? Vaidyanathan Mahodaya, are you there? Okay, Partha Sarathi Mahodaya?
Patana.
Patana.
No, it is before that, there is one thing.
Gamana.
Who is talking?
Partha Sarathi. Gamana.
Yeah, okay. Lakshmi Partha Sarathi Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Patana.
Wonderful. Yeah. Haripriya Bhagini.
Atapa.
Atapa. Wonderful. Yeah. Anugraha Bhagini, can you try the next one? Anugraha Bhagini, you are still muted. Can you please unmute and try? Okay. Deepa Kamnath Bhagini, will you be able to talk now? Okay, I'm unable to listen to you. I see you unmuted, but yeah. Meera Bhagini?
Yama.
Yama, one. Yeah, Yama. Okay. Nitya Rama Bhagini? Nitya Bhagini, are you there? Okay. Nehal Bhagini?
Damana.
Please mute yourself. Yeah. So again, we will start from Sashireka Bhagini.
Jala.
Wonderful. Jala. Raghunathan Mahodaya?
Jala, Jala, Jala.
Wonderful, yeah. Satishan Mahodaya?
Sakala.
Wonderful, it is Sakala. Ashok Mahodaya?
Kamala.
Wonderful, it is Kamala. Kavita Bhagini?
Vana.
Wonderful. Usharani Bhagini?
Hala.
Hala. It's pha. Pha has to be aspirated. It's not pha.
Okay.
It's phala. Okay. You'll get it. In case if any of you are not getting the aspirated sound, you'll definitely get it. Please practice again and again. You can even share your recordings with me.
Okay.
If you're not confident about it, I'll be glad to help you out.
Okay.
Aparna Bhagini, the next one.
Palak.
No, it's not palak. If you say it palak, it means it's Hindi.
Okay.
It is palaka. Palak. Palaka.
Palaka.
Yeah, palaka. Palaka.
Palaka.
And again, the pa has to be aspirated. You are not pronouncing with aspiration. You are saying palaka.
Palaka.
It's pa, pa. The aspiration has to come. Palaka. Keep your
palaka.
No, no, wait.
Palaka.
Bagini ekanavisham. Shunotu. Keep your palm in front of your mouth and say pa, normal pa.
Pa.
You will not feel any kind of air hitting your palm, right?
Yeah.
Now say pa.
Pa.
Yeah. Now you will see the air. That is the actual pronunciation. It has to be pa la ka. Pa la ka.
Okay. Okay.
The aspiration has to come. Otherwise, the meaning will change.
Halaka.
Yeah. So I just for you all of the words that has been kept here. Please mute yourself, all of you, whoever is not done. So it's aja gaja harakara haya bharana ramana karana bhaya harana avagamana agamana gamana patana atapa yama damana jala jalaja sakala kamala vana phala phalaka. So it should clearly sound as how it has to be sounded. So make sure the pronunciation is proper. Now we will get into spoken Sanskritam. I'm insisting on these letters because when you read it in the book, it has to be proper. So probably with this, the vowel consonant thing will be done. I will not come again to this. If you have got any doubts, please, you can ask me anytime. So last class we saw Swaparichayaha, which means self-introduction, where we will introduce ourselves saying Mama Nama Sumitra, Bhavataha Nama Kim, Bhavatyaha Nama Kim, mentioning a masculine or a feminine. So that depends upon whom you are addressing. So you can go to page number 2 where we saw Eshaha Saha, where Eshaha says who is nearby. Yaha Samipe Asti. Samipe means, Yaha means who, Samipe meaning nearby, Asti means there. Yaha Samipe Asti Eshaha, Yaha Dure Asti Saha. So that is again for masculine. So for feminine, we saw Esha. Yaha Samipe Asti Esha Sita. So Sa Sandhya means the person is far. Again for Napumsakalingam. Napumsakalingam meaning neutral gender. Etat when it is nearby. Tat when it is far away. So I hope everyone understood it. If you have got any doubts, you can ask. If not, we will move on to the next lesson.
Mitraji, you are showing video or only audio?
No, it's only audio. The book is with you, I hope. If you want, I can open it. But yeah.
Yeah, because the pronunciation as well, the way where you are saying, we will understand if you don't mind,
just
please.
Give me a minute. I'll just open and then get you back, okay? Just give me a minute, I'm just opening the book so that I can show you. can you see my screen now? Oh, it would be great if someone can confirm whether you're able to see it.
Yes, yes. We are.
Yes, yes.
All right, yeah, thank you. So, so far we saw Bhavatah Nama Kim. So he says, Mama Nama Krishnah. Pay attention to the Shakara and Arnakara. And Bhavatyah Nama Kim. Here again the Ba is aspirated. It is not Bhavatah Nama Kim. It's Bhavatah Nama Kim, Bhavatyah Nama Kim. Mama Nama Radha. The Dha of Radha is aspirated again. It's not Radha. It's Radha. So you can finish up the homework here in the Riktasthana. Riktasthana means the area that is not at fill. So here he says Eshaha because he is nearby and he is showing there because it is Saha. And here it is Esha and Sa. And here it is Etat, it is nearby, and Tat as it is a little far. So the next one would be questioning. So we saw Eshah Ramah, Esha Sandhya and all that, but how do you ask who is he or who is she or who is that? So the word that is used to say who is for masculine, again it is kaha. So you can relate now, Eshah kaha or Saha kaha. Esha ka or Sa ka. Etat kim, Tat kim. So this is how you will question somebody. When you go to the next page, there will be an abhyasa. So, before that, yes or no. That is aam or na. Aam means yes. Na means no. So, the first thing I will read it for you. Rest of the things, you will have to do it as a homework. And please share it with me. So, this says, sa balikava. So, this picture has to be related now. Sa balikava. Aam. Sa balika. Yes, she is a girl, child. So, similarly, if it is balakaha, what will you be using? Here I told you. If it is masculine, you will have to use kaha. If it is feminine, you will have to use ka. And if it is napumsakalinga, then you will have to use kim. So based on that, you can finish up the homework here. I'll just try to get another exercise for you. Just give me a minute. This will be really helpful. So, I'll go with this slide now. I hope you can see. So, the first thing is lingam, punlingam, strilingam, napumsakalinga means masculine, feminine, and neutral gender. And we saw this saha means who is far, eshaha means who is nearby, and kaha for masculine is the word to be questioned. So, this we saw it in the book. So here if you see, the hand is nearby, so Eshah Kaha, it is to understand you how to ask, well, who is he? Suryah is given a masculine gender, so we should ask Eshah Kaha, Eshah Suryah, the entire statement will be Eshah Suryah. So this is also nearby, Eshah Kaha, Eshah Ramah. Now if you see this, the hand is far away. And then wherever you see Visargam, it is masculine. Also remember that. So if you say vidyuddeepaha, vidyuddeepaha meaning bulb or light that we have it in houses. So saha kaha, saha vidyuddeepaha. So this is far away. So we say saha, and the word to be questioned is also the same, kaha only for eshaha and saha. And this is nearby. So this will be eshaha kaha, eshaha deepaha. So now let us get into the abhyasa and class itself. Sashireka Bhagini, can you try? Sashireka Bhagini, are you there?
Yeah.
Can you try to?
Yeah.
Read it.
सः कः सः स्यूतः
स्यूतः मीन्स् फर्स् ओके सो यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् रैट् द ब्लू डिनोट्स् इट् नाट् फार् अवे सो वि आर् यूसिङ्ग् सः एण्ड् टु आस्क् हू इस् ही वि यूस् कः ओके कः Raghunathan Mahodaya, are you there?
Yes.
Can you try the next one? Here. That is in the screen.
Saha. Saha kaha. Saha.
Saha. One minute. This is not saha. See, this, it is far away.
Okay. Yeshaha kaha.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeshaha karadeepaha.
Wonderful. Karadeepaha means torch lake. Deepa in general means light. When it is in kara, which means your hand, that becomes karadeepaha. So, eshaha kaha, eshaha karadeepaha. All right. Yeah, thank you. Who is next? Satishan Mahodaya, can you try the next one?
Yes, sir. Saha kaha, saha balaka.
Wonderful. So, he asked the hand says it's far away, we use saha. All right? Okay, thank you. Ashok Mahodaya, can you try the next one?
Eshaha vaidyaha, eshaha kaha, saha vaidyaha.
No, you said
eshaha. Eshaha vaidyaha, eshaha vaidyaha.
Okay, yeah. Kavita Bhagini, the next one.
Saha kaha, saha shishya kaha.
No, it is not shishya. Read it properly, right?
Shiksha kaha.
Siksha kaha.
Shiksha kaha.
Wonderful. Saha kaha, saha siksha kaha. Now note that the shakara is not murdhanya, it is just talavya shakara. So it is enough to say shakara, not sh, just sh.
Shiksha kaha.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Usharani Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Yesha kaha. Saha.
No, it is not Yesha.
Oh, sorry.
Can you pronounce it properly?
Yesha kaha.
It is not Yesha. Where did this saha go?
Yesha. Yesha kaha.
Visarga, you are saying Esha, it is Eshaha.
Eshaha kaha. Saha arakshakaha.
See, first when you ask the question, you said Eshaha. Now you are saying Saha. Why is that?
Okay. Eshaha arakshakaha.
You are missing the visarga. Read it properly. You read it letter by letter now.
A rakshakaha.
Yeah. it's arakshakaha. And in another thing, it is not eshah, that is wrong, it is eshah.
Okay, eshah,
you are using murdanya shakara, which will come only for Krishna.
Okay,
and like that, it is eshah, it is just sh.
Okay.
You will not say Shiva, you will just say Shiva, right?
Okay, eshah.
Wonderful. Yeah, eshah arakshaka.
Arakshaka. Okay.
Okay. You take okay. your time. There is no hurry. You need not say it in a very fast pace. You can say arakshakaha.
Arakshakaha.
Yeah. As you practice, the speed will come naturally. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Aparna Bhagini, can you try?
Hello. I have a small question before I could. Can I?
Go ahead.
So, those things which are obvious in masculine and feminine are fine, but there are few things which I feel it's a neutral gender. How do you define them? Like the purse which you said which came here. So, how do you identify whether it is a masculine or a feminine in those cases?
See, that depends upon the context that it comes in. Earlier, okay. everything had gender.
Okay.
So even cow would speak. There are mentions in even Ramayana where Janaka was able to talk to Pipilika, which is ant. So earlier it was like that. So we are just following the same here now.
No, I could understand even with animals I can make genderization. It is when these objects come, that is when I am not able to make whether, yeah, like, unless I know the gender, I cannot put whether it is Asha or Asha.
I told you, right, when it comes Visarga, when Visarga comes, that is masculine.
Okay. Okay.
You see Visarga here.
Okay.
Arakshaha means it is masculine for sure. So you have to use Asha only. Or Saha.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Now you can go ahead with this one.
Eshah kaha. Eshah sainikaha.
Wonderful. Sainikaha meaning soldier. Soldier. As he is nearby, we say Eshah. The question word is kaha.
Sure. Thank you.
Rangarajan Mahodaya.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Saha kaha. Saha. Marjara.
Can you read it properly?
Saha Marjara.
Is it Marjara? Can you see that and read the name properly?
Saha Marjara.
Okay, you said Jaraha because there is another line after Ja, right?
Marjara.
No, listen to me. Even after Ma, there is a line. Do you see that?
Even?
See, you said Ja Raha because after Ja, there is a line here. Right?
Correct.
Yes or no? So similarly, after Ma, there is a line here. Then how do you say it? Marja Raha.
Marja Raha. Marja Raha. Marja Raha. Marja Raha.
Mahodaya, please see the letter and talk. There is a line after Ja, that's why you said Ja, which is correct.
Okay.
You understand, right? If there is no line after the letter, it is short vowel. If there is a line after the letter, it is long vowel.
Marjaraha.
Yeah, Marjaraha.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Rekha Bhagini. Can you please unmute and talk?
Can you go to the next one?
Yeah, I've gone already.
Eshah kaha? Eshah vanaraha.
Wonderful. Eshah kaha? Eshah vanaraha. Nitya Bhagini. I'm unable to hear you. I see you have unmuted yourself. Okay. Meera Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Saha Kaha.
No, it is not Saha. See the...
Oh, Esaha. Sorry. Esaha Kaha.
One minute. It is not Esaha. It's Sha.
Esaha Kaha. Esaha.
No, you're saying Sa. I'm saying Sha.
Sha.
Yeah.
Esaha.
No. Bhagini, listen and say it properly. It is not Esaha. It is Esaha.
Esaha.
Sha.
Shaha.
Are you able to differentiate between Sa and Sha?
Yeah. This is a Murdhanya, so I'm like touching my palate, right?
No, that is all fine.
Okay.
But the letter itself you are mispronouncing. You are saying Sa. Sa.
Oh, no. I'm saying Saha. Sa. Oh. Saha.
No, Bhagini. For Eshaha, you are saying Esaha, which is wrong.
Oh. Esaha.
No, it is not Sa. It is Sha.
Esa.
Sha. Eshaha.
Esaha.
No, it is wrong.
No, I am not getting it. No.
No, there is nothing to get. You are saying Esaha. It is Eshaha. There are two letters. One is A, another one is Sha. Do you understand that?
Yeah, A and Sa.
No, Sha. It is not Sa.
Sha.
Yes, Esha.
Esha.
Eshaha.
Esaha.
Eshaha. It's not Esaha.
Esaha.
Sha.
Esa.
Sha.
Sha. Esha.
Can you say Ganesha?
Ganesha.
It is equivalent to saying Ganesha when you say Esaha.
Okay, Ganesha, Esa.
Esha, it's not Sa.
I'm not getting it, sorry.
There is nothing to get, you're saying, but when you say it together, you're mistaking.
Oh. Esa.
Esha.
Esha.
Eshaha.
Esaha.
Eshaha.
Esaha.
You're again saying Esaha.
So I'm making A instead of A.
No, you're saying Sa instead of Sha.
Okay. So I'm saying which Sa?
Forget about the Sha. First pronounce it properly, then you can go to which Sha.
Okay. Esa.
Can you read the chat now?
Write it again.
I've sent it already. See it.
I can't see, sir.
Then I cannot do anything. But yeah, if you can pick it up, fine. If not, you can pronounce it and show me later.
Yeah, okay. Later, yes. So, Gajaha.
Nehal Bhagini, can you try the next one?
Yes. Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Shunakaha.
Wonderful. And the other one?
Eshaha Kukuraha.
Wonderful. Kukuraha. Eshaha Kukuraha. Eshaha Shulaka.
Thank you.
Thank you. Indra Narayanan Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Eshaha Kaha. Eshaha Makaraha.
Wonderful. Eshaha Makaraha. Wonderful.
Eshaka Makaraha.
It is not Eshaka, it is Eshaha.
Esha? Yeah, Esha Ka. Esha? Esha Ka Makaraha.
You are saying Esha Ka, okay?
Okay.
Which is wrong. Instead of Ka, say Ha. Visarga has to be there. Esha Ha.
Esha Ka Makaraha.
It's not Maharaha, it's Makaraha. You are saying Ka in place of Ha and Ha in place of Ka.
Eshaha Makaraha.
Wonderful. Eshaha Makaraha. You try to pronounce it slowly and understand and do it, okay? There is no hurry. You can take your time and do it. Yeah, thank you. Vaidyanathan Mahodaya? Vaidyanathan Mahodaya, can you please unmute? ओके पार्थसाध्य महोदय
सः कः सः कूर्मः
अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् इट् इस् फार् अवे डु यु सी द डिफ़रेन्स् बिट्वीन् दिस् हेण्ड् अण्ड् दिस् हेण्ड्
सः सः बिकास् इट् इस् फार् अवे सः सः कः सः कूर्मः
लक्ष्मीपात्रसाध्य भगिनी केन् यु डु द नेक्स्ट् वन् ऐ विल् शो यु नो
एषः कः एषः व्याघ्रः व्याघ्रः
व्याघ्रः दट् इट्
व्याघ्रः
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 आल्सो नोट् डौन् द नेम् आफ् द एनिमल्स् एण्ड् वाट् एवर् इस् बीङ्ग् शोन् इट् इस् आल्सो टु लेट् यु नो गिव् यु सम् वोकाबुलरी वोकाबुलरी बिल्डिङ्ग् कैण्ड् आफ़् हरिप्रिया भगिनी किं डु द नेक्स्ट् वन्
एषः कः एषः सिंहः
वण्डर्फुल् एषः कः एषः सिंहः अनुग्रह भगिनी किं ट्रै द नेक्स्ट् वन्
सः कः सः रथः
द तकार इस् सेकेण्ड् त इट् इस् नाट् रथ इट्स् रथ रथः
रथः
Yeah, it is aspirated. Okay, so pay attention to every letter.
Saha. Okay.
You want to say it again?
Yeah. Saha Rathaha.
It's not Rathaha, it's Rathaha only. Just the aspiration has to be given for the Thakara. That's it, okay? Otherwise, it's fine.
Rathaha.
Thank you. Deepa Kamna Bhagini, can you... unmute and talk. We are unable to hear you for some reason. Okay. Parul Bhagini, can you do the next one?
Hey. Hey, Shaha. Sorry. Shaha Kaha. Shaha Hastaha.
सः कः सः हस्तः वि स्टिल् हेव् गाट् अ फ्यू मोर् विल् जस्ट् डू 10 मोर् एण्ड् देन् वि विल् वैण्ड् अप् फर् टुडे सो द ऐडिया हियर् इस् टु मेक् यु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् एषः सः फस्ट्लि एण्ड् कः का किं हेस् आल्सो बि अण्डर्स्टुड् सो दट् दोस् एक्ससैसस् विल् बि डूङ्ग् इट् इन् फर्दर् क्लासस् पार्वती भगिनी यु केन् अन्म्यूट् युर् सेल्फ् थेङ्क् यू Then we will start from Shashi Rekha Bhagini. We will just do 10 of it and then we will close it. Yeah. Shashi Rekha Bhagini, please go ahead.
Eshaha Kaha Eshaha Padaha.
Wonderful. Eshaha Kaha Eshaha Padaha. Thank you. Raghunathan Mahodaya.
Taha Kaha. सः दन्तः
वण्डर्फुल् सः कः सः दन्तः सतीशन् महोदय
एषः कः एषः दर्पणः
एषः दर्पणः नकारः हस् बी नोटेड् डौन् इट् इस् णकारः नाट् नकारः नाट् दन्त्यनकारः
दर्पणः
दर्पणः दर्पणः
दर्पणः
थेङ्क् यू महोदय अशोक महोदय
सः कः सः चषकः
वण्डर्फुल् सः चषकः कविता भगिनी
सः कः सः चमसः
वण्डर्फुल् सः कः सः चमसः उषाराणी भगिनी
एषः कः
एषः घण्टः
नो नो देयर इज नो नकार हियर घटः दैट्स इट घटः
घटः
एंड द ग इज aspirated it's not gatah it's ghatah
ghatah
no the ga is aspirated you're saying ga I'm saying gha
ghatah
you no aspiration for takara here
ghatah
ga has to be aspirated it is gha
ghatah
you're saying ga loudly but there I don't hear the aspirated sound keep your palm in front of your mouth
gatah
no you are saying ga just keep your palm in front of your mouth now ga. Say ga both ga you pronounce
okay ka ka ga ga
no it's not proper
ga
no do you feel air in your palm I'm sure you will not be
yeah it's coming ga
no it is not your pronunciation is wrong it's ga ga
ka ka ga ga
yeah this gha is correct ghatah
ghatah
yeah so it's ghatah eshah kaha eshah ghatah
okay eshah kaha eshah ghatah
yeah correct
thank you
aparna bagini
sah kaha सह दन्तकूर्चः
दन्तकूर्चः इट्स् नाट् दन्तकूर्च इट् इस् दन्तकूर्चः
दन्तकूर्चः
लैक् इन् हिन्दी यु विल् हाव् टु प्रोनौन्स् इट् कम्प्लीट्लि
ओके
सो टुमारो वेन् यु वेक् अप् यु शुड् आस्क् वेर् इस् मै दन्तकूर्च ऐ एम् नाट् ड्रेस्ड् ओके गो एण्ड् आस्क् दन्तकूर्चः कुत्र अस्ति वेर् इस् मै ब्रेस्
ओके श्योर् थेङ्क् यू
थेङ्क् यू Rangarajan Mohd?
Yes.
Next one, please.
Yes, Sakha. No, Sakha Kaha.
Wonderful.
Sakha Ganduka.
It's not Gandu. What is the letter here?
Ganduka.
Kandukaha.
Kandukaha.
It's not Dukaha, Kandukaha.
Kandukaha.
Yeah, Kandukaha means ball.
Okay. Kandukaha. Sakha
Kaha, Sakha Kandukaha.
Amen.
Right. So who is next? Rekha Bhagini.
Eshah kaha, eshah vrukshah.
Wonderful. Eshah kaha, eshah vrukshah. So we will just stop this exercise here. We probably will continue in the next class of this exercise. So now what you will have to do is 1.2 a-a-e. All the homework has to be done. Write it and send it to me in WhatsApp or in email, whichever is possible to you. So fill in the blanks. Also the first page one. Bhavatah Namakim. All that you can fill it up. And in the second, fourth page, you have 1.2 E there. Fill that as well. So first one I did, Sa Balika Va. Sa Balika. That exercise you can do. Okay. The next one we will do it in the next class. So that's fine. Also get used to the words that was taught today. Like Vrikshaha, Kandukaha. If you want you can note it down or I'll try to share the slide as well. So Suryaha meaning sun. We all know Ramaha. Vidyut Deepaha. Is light. Deepaha is normal velaku or whatever we call it, agal velaku or any kind of velaku is deepaha. Siyutaha is a bag or a purse. And karadeepaha means torch light. So we saw vidyut deepaha, deepaha, karadeepaha. Tube light, a normal lamp and a torch light. Balakaha, a small boy. वैद्यः शिक्षकः टीचर् आरक्षकः
रङ्गराजः
ओके ओके रक्षकः इज़ अ पोलिस्मेन् सैनिकः इज़ अ सोल्जर् मार्जारः मीनिङ्ग् केट् वानरः
one small doubt in this marjarah where is ra ma marja no ma ja only coming where is the ra marj marj no ra comes only end no but marjah marjarah there is a
wait do you see a tail on top of the ja
yes okay that is r okay understood yes
so vanarah is a monkey gajah is an elephant shunakah or kukurah is a dog makarah is a crocodile kurmah is a tortoise vyagrah is a tiger simhah is a lion rathah is a chariot हस्तः हेण्ड् पादः फीट् दन्तः टीत् दर्पणः इस् अ मिरर् प्लीस् डोण्ट् कन्फ्यूस् दिस् वित् तर्पण तर्पण इस् टोटलि डिफ्रेण्ट् ऐव् सीन् मेनी पीपल् सेयिङ्ग् ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु गिव् दर्पण विच् इस् राङ्ग् दर्पण मीन्स् मिरर् इट्स् नाट् द रिचुवल् दट् वी डू सो तर्पण दर्पण दर् इस् अ डिफ्रेण्ट् चषकः अ टम्ब्लर् chamasah a spoon you can use this when you talk even in at home like you drink water using chashakah chashakena jalam pibami means you will use a tumbler to drink the water chamasena annam khadami which is you eat annam with spoon ghatah a pot dantakurchah brush kandukah ball and vrikshah which means a tree so any doubts so far or shall we close the class today
Sumitra ji I want whatsapp number if you don't mind
I have sent an email yesterday
oh but I didn't get any email yesterday Sumitra ji
I'll in here only
yeah please yeah please type it here
This is my WhatsApp number. Whoever have not texted me yet, please text me so that I can add you in the WhatsApp group. Mention your name and also the class.
I'm not able to see your WhatsApp number. I'm sorry.
I sent a chat right now.
I can't see it. Actually.
If not in every email, I'll have it in the signature as well. Below okay. some email. Even there you can find it.
Can you just repeat the homework also once if you could?
Yeah, homework will be page number 1.
Okay.
Which is bhavatah bhavatyah namakim. Page okay. number 2, where you have esha saha, esha sa, etat tat.
Okay.
And then, in the next page, there is sa balikava, na, that we saw. Aam means it, na means no. So, relate that to the picture above and you have to fill in the blank.
Sure.
All right. So, finish okay. that. Do send me or share your... book as a screenshot or whatever is possible so that I can sure. correct it right away.
Thank you.
Yes. So any doubts, any other concerns or doubts or you did not understand anything or you want me to repeat something? Okay, I assume everyone has understood.
Yeah, thank you so much. We will try to practice once again and let you know next week, Sumitra ji.
Practice. If you get any doubt, right away text me.
Yeah.
I'll be glad to help you out in understanding it.
Thank you so much. So concerned about all. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We will just finish off with the Shanti Mantram that I'll be reciting now.
How to correct my pronunciation?
May I know who is talking?
Usharani.
You have to practice, Bhagini. Like you should first hear it a lot of times. Probably you can go through the recording or else I will share just the vowels and consonants in WhatsApp as a short audio.
Okay. You are saying
you are saying my aspiration is not correct mostly.
Yeah.
So, want to correct those.
Come by practice. Hear it a lot of times. And as I said, keep your palm in front of your mouth and see if you are able to feel the aspiration from within.
Okay.
That should work. Okay. So, I will chant the Shanti Mantra right now. Om Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.